You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Jim is back on Monday. 21st Century Burlesque just raided Lulu La Duchesse Derrière, who grew up in the community of Ganawake on Montreal's South Shore, as the second most influential burlesque performer in the world. The announcement comes just 6 months after she was named Miss Exotic World at the Burlesque Hall of Fame weekend in Las Vegas, and Lulu joins me today. How are you, Lulu, and congratulations.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is a very exciting. Number two in the world. This is an incredible achievement.
Yes. It's hitting in waves, but I'm really elated, and it's amazing.
Well, I love that you've been doing community theater since you were 5 years old. So community theater from 5 until 18 years old. What did you love about being on stage in those days, doing those shows?
I think it's the first place I really was able to feel like myself. I was a really hyperactive kid. I grew up on a reserve in Ganawake, just outside of Montreal, which is a really great community, but it's very sports heavy, so lacrosse, hockey, and there was a small theater company started by Kevin John Saylor and Frank McCarthy called the Turtle Island Theater Company. And it was really like a safe haven for all these really artistic kids, and it was amazing. So I was the first person I was able to really find my voice and just be kind of a little artsy weirdo.
Be a theater kid. So what kind of shows were you doing?
I mean, we did everything. We did Sound of Music. I did Mac and Mabel.
Wow.
And then the gateway show was Gypsy, which is about Gypsy Rose Lee. And I did that play when I was, I want to say, 13 years old. And I played Electra, who, for anyone who hasn't seen Gypsy, it is about burlesque.
Yep.
And I played a burlesque dancer at 13 years old.
And it obviously struck a nerve with you. It stayed with you.
Yes. It would be many years later. After I turned 18, I started doing burlesque, and this was like in the MySpace heyday. So somebody just sent me an event, and they're like, "You should try this out. It's kind of like theater, but it's really individual, so you don't have to rehearse as much, and like you can just go and try it out." So I did my first show at a nightclub, and it was like my audition was an actual show, and I was hooked.
And let's define for people who perhaps don't know exactly what burlesque is. Let's define what burlesque is.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's like a very textbook definition, and then there's my definition. So okay. I will say this first and foremost, burlesque is a striptease. I know after the movie came out with Christina Aguilera and Cher, there were people calling me to do like bat mitzvahs and stuff. And I'm like, I don't do that kind of party. So it is a little bit more adult. But I often think of it as like, it's very theatrical striptease. A storytelling art form. And I like to define burlesque as satirical sexual pageantry.
And you think back to, I mean, Gypsy Rose Lee is a famous one. Tempest Storm is a very famous burlesque performer. And, you know, they were, I guess, trailblazers for you. But this is still a very big scene. There are a lot of places to perform. You perform in New Orleans and Las Vegas and all over the place. So this isn't a fringe kind of thing at all.
No, there's burlesque in every city, in all corners of the globe. And it's a really fun art form. So yeah, it's definitely changed, because I've been in it for the better part of two decades now.
Wow.
And yeah, to see it just kind of evolve, and like it's such a high art form now. I mean, not that it was before, but to see like the elevation of just like costuming within the past 10 years, and dance style and how that gets so influenced by other art forms. It's really, really fantastic.
So are you always looking at the next thing, a new kind of dance, a new sort of music, a new costume? It must be a lot to stay after, you say, you know, a couple of decades of doing this. It must be a lot of work to stay at the top of this game.
Well, I think for me as an individual performer, I like to, I always say I like to be afraid when I go on stage a little bit.
Yep.
I never want to be comfortable when I perform. So I try to differentiate my acts. So it's fresh for the audience, but also for me. I'll do different types of performance. I have an act where I'm a spider. So I have, I learned how to do aerial straps and I trained for a year with a Turkish artist. Yeah. I have an act, that incorporates a pole, aerial pole. So I try to use different apparatuses, different genres of music, different styles of costumes, and then also different themes, right? So I do have acts that are really funny, some that are super sultry, more fetishy, but I do have a lot of acts that are really political as well, and those are more performance pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been it's a lot of work, and I'm not saying all of it has been good work. I'm sure if anyone's seen me 20 years ago, they'd be oh no. So it is, these things change over time, and I'm happy that I've been able to evolve as an artist and to have the support of my community, which has been really, really good.
You say that when you started performing burlesque, and this is the quote, "I didn't see myself on stage." And so since then, you have found it to be very important to mentor young people and to ensure that other young women who are out there perhaps seeing you see that there is a way forward for them should they choose to take it in this profession.
Absolutely. I think that just making it as an artist is difficult. But then you add other factors in, existing in a racialized body. If you are, queer or, anything, there's all different things that can create difficulties or blockages when you're trying to get booked on bigger stages.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can only speak to my worldview and my experiences, and it's been really good to be able to kind of shift things around and shake things up, because now I'm mentoring people that are just starting burlesque, and it's nice to see them not have to go through the same struggles and for there to be more diversity on stage, and have these really hard conversations with producers and venues and festivals about, things that should be a no-brainer, racial equality and body inclusivity. And it has to be a dialogue, and it's been ongoing for, ever. So I'm an optimist. I'm really happy to see the changes and also to recognize that there's so much work that has to be done still. I think it's really, it's an exciting time to be a performer, specifically in this art form. I didn't see a lot of Indigenous representation when I started doing burlesque. And now there's I did a conference 2020 in Seattle called BurleyCon, and it's a convention for burlesque artists to come and learn the craft a little bit better from experts in the field. And at the end, they did a BIPOC gathering, and they segregated everybody for a group photo, depending on where you were from or what your background was.
Right.
And they called everybody for an Indigenous photo. And my heart was so full, because I was in a room full of other Indigenous artists.
Oh, wow.
And I cried like a baby. It was it was so beautiful to be surrounded by all these beautiful performers from all over Turtle Island that were, embracing this art form. Because 17 years ago, I didn't see that. I didn't know any other Indigenous performers, and it was really, really nice to just be able to see the change even in that one specific grouping of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Lulu, what a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on this honor. That's amazing news. I'm so glad we got to connect tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. That was Lulu La Duchesse Derriere, and she is 20th Century Burlesque's second best worldwide burlesque performer. An incredible honor, and what a treat to speak with her. When we come back, there's lots more coming. We're going to talk about Canada's broken travel complaint process. That'll be fiery. Stay with me.